Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is going to reminisce on the magic that was last February. February 9th, to be exact, when Aaron Tveit made his debut as Sweeney Tveit at the Luntfontein Theatre. And for me, I think February 9th, 2024 will always be a night that I can remember so clearly and put myself right back into that theater and feel all of those feelings again. I mean, think back to the end of 2023. Rumors were swirling about whether or not Aaron would be taking over the role of Sweeney Todd from Josh Groban. And then on Halloween, Aaron, who, as we know, never posts on social media, dropped that gorgeous photo of he and Sutton in costume as Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett with the caption, "How about a shave?" After that dropped, I have never purchased tickets for a show so fast. I'd never seen Sweeney Todd before, or I'd never been in the Luntfontein Theater, so I had been talking to others who had seen the show trying to decide on the best seat to get the full experience for the first time seeing the show and Aaron's debut. So for that show, I ended up sitting in the front row of mezzanine, and I loved every single second of it. Prior to the debut night, Sweeney Todd, like their social media account, they were phenomenal. They released some amazing behind-the-scenes and rehearsal footage of Aaron and Sutton, and Playbill released an amazing article. And in it, Aaron and Sutton, they both talked about how they were approaching the show as a love story, and how that approach would be different than approaches taken in the past. And Sutton talked about how, like, her and Aaron, when they were during rehearsals, how they would always end every rehearsal with a hug as a way to reset and go on with the rest of their days. And I always, like, hung on to her saying that because throughout their run, there were so many pictures released by, like, a castmate or, like, that the Murphy Maid account. Like, they had pictures of Aaron and Sutton hugging or her touching him or them being like physically close. And it just said so much for like their bond and what they had together in creating what they did with those roles and in that show. But anyway, anticipation was so high to see what they were going to bring to the roles and just to see Aaron in this role. I mean, he had shared before many times that Sweeney Todd was one of his dream roles and he was about to bring it to life in front of an audience. I remember that night as the lights were going down in the theater and the overture music started and I just, in my seat, said, "Oh my God," to myself, but must have been louder than I thought because the couple sitting next to me looked over and just smiled and said, "That was great." But I mean, I could not wait. I was on the absolute edge of my seat as the ensemble, as they were singing the ballad and the lights started to go down and they all retreated to the back of the stage. And as the lights came up, there was Aaron being lifted through the fog to continue the ballad of Sweeney Todd. At least, I mean, we believe he finished the ballad because no one could actually hear him over the cheering of the audience. It was insane. And honestly, thinking about it, I don't think I heard him sing his initial notes when he came out through the fog at any point during his Sweeney run. The audience was always so loud and so excited and energetic for that. But the energy in that theater of that debut night, it was next level. And I remember not being sure how or when Sutton would make her entrance as Mrs. Lovett. So when they wheeled out the pie shop cart, and again, like, the audience lost it when she popped up. That carrot hanging out of her mouth, her frizzy buns on top of her head, it was amazing. And I have to say that I was not prepared for how much I would laugh during Sweeney Todd. Like, when you hear Demon Barber, you don't necessarily associate that with comedy, but wow. And it started right away with Worst Pies in London, with Sutton's interactions with Aaron and blowing the pie flour in his face and wiping her nose with the pie dough and then like spitting it out and chopping up carrots with her teeth. There was so much going on the whole time and so much to focus on, but Because it was Aaron's debut night, I really was just so focused on him, his lines, his movements, his interactions, his actions with other characters. At his 54 Below New Year's Eve concert, Aaron gave his audience a little Sweeney Tveit preview by singing a line from My Friends. And the instrumentals from that song, they were used in rehearsal videos of Aaron and Sutton. So the anticipation was high for me to see how that song was going to fit into the show and how Aaron would perform it in its entirety. And his emotion as he sang it, the longingness that was on his face as he picked up his razor again after so many years. And then when Sutton joined in with him, that's the first time you like really hear their voices together like that. And then, of course, that final line of, "At last, my right arm is complete again." The spit that came flying out of Aaron's mouth as he delivers that line and the force in which he threw the razor in the air and then pulled it down to turn and walk off stage as the ensemble came forward. Like, it was such a powerful moment on stage and really the start of everything that was to come. Another scene that had so much going on, but I only had eyes for Aaron, was the Pirelli's Elixir scene. Him in that top hat, taking in the town with Mrs. Lovett. One moment that quickly became a favorite of mine was when he realized that Pirelli's Elixir was nothing but piss and ink. You can have your books, sir, of the gods. What about a problem, Mrs.? Aaron's gestures and little attitude when he climbed up on the crate to sing that line of "keep it off your boots, sir," it became an instant favorite. Like, throughout his run, he would change up the mannerisms some, but he would always deliver that line with such a disgust and annoyance with Pirelli. Like, that was always so clear. Not to mention Sutton and her being so into Sweeney, like when he would turn to her for assistance during the shave challenge when it was him versus Pirelli. And that first night she purred like a cat when he sharpened the razor on the leather strap that she held. Like, she didn't have like actual lines in that moment, but her facial expressions, her body language, her little sound effects, like, she nailed it. All right, epiphany. I knew this would be Aaron's big moment, but I was in no way prepared to watch him absolutely destroy it and go completely mad right in front of us all. Like, I'd never seen him perform like that before. His shift from sadness in the barber shot as he hugged the barber chair crying that he'd never see Joanna again, to descending down and jumping off the stairs into that madness. Like, I don't need to describe it, just listen.
Lies and ashes, and I'll never see.
even just listening to that first epiphany again, I am right back in the theater and I can see Aaron's laughter at the end as he's gone completely mad and how he tries to calm his breathing back down. And Sutton comes over and she puts her hands on his chest to try to bring him back and into the next scene, which of course is a little priest. I was not ready for the chaos that would be that scene. And like this scene and Aaron's break moment was one of the best of the night. Like, it's in this scene where Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney, they really sync up and they join forces, like, for their next steps. And as we know, the hilarity ensued. However, I don't think anyone in the audience was, like, really prepared for the part of the song when our always professional National Treasure would all but break and go into a full body shake of silent laughter, trying to keep it together. Like, it's unreal watching Aaron try so hard to remain straight-faced and in character as Sutton is army crawling across the stage and then gets up onto her knees, like, right in front of him. And there was a lot of debate early on about whether or not that break was scripted. For me personally, I don't think that it was, because as the run continued, Aaron never quite had that reaction like that. Like, he would still pause and he would look at her like, what the heck are you doing? And there would be moments for the audience to laugh and react to their lines, but that silent full body shake laughter and like looking away from her to collect himself before delivering the next line, like, that was not a part of every show, which is why I stand by my opinion that that first night break was genuine. I said earlier that for this first night, like, I was really tracking Aaron just to see everything that he was doing. But for the start of Act Two, and God, that's good, I was definitely taking in the scene of Toby and Mrs. Lovett in the pie shop. But as the barber chair arrived and Sweeney, he's trying to rein in Mrs. Lovett to focus on their plan, like, their annoyance with each other was so clear because he wanted her focused with him and she wanted to be down in her pie shop, like, because she'd waited a long time to have customers in a busy shop. That whole scene on the stairs of him psting to her and her telling him to trust her and them going over the plan and then whole knock three times and Sutton's punches in the air, like, everything about it was perfect. I loved it that night and I loved it every time I had the chance to see it after that. And while A Little Priest was a scene that I was not ready for, nothing could have prepared us for what Sutton had in store for Aaron during By the Sea. Like, Mrs. Lovett, she wanted him, and he wanted nothing to do with her. Like, her seagull honk, lying on the stage, sitting in his lap, and then flipping upside down, feet in his face, and then her feet, like, twirling in his suspenders. Like, one of my favorite interviews from the Sweeney era included like the interviewer asking where the feet thing came from. And Sutton said that she asked Aaron how he felt about feet in his face, and he said that she could do whatever she wanted with him, and she ran with that. And the scene got more and more wild throughout their 12-week run, and I'll never understand how Aaron was able to hold it together, like, show after show for the most part, but he did it. It's so funny. All right, fast forwarding to the end, and I'm grateful that I at least had a spoiler of what would happen here, because that would have been a lot to take in for the first time. The final scene in the barbershop, like, those few moments, Sweeney, he had his family with him. Joanna was hiding in that trunk waiting for Anthony, and Lucy had come upstairs and was recognizing the shop and, like, signs of her husband, and when Sweeney appeared yelling at her to leave, it's so heartbreaking. She's trying to warn him about Mrs. Lovett and how evil she is, and she's looking at him and asking if she knows him, but he's so far gone. He's so focused on that revenge for the judge that he unalives Lucy because he felt out of options. Like, he didn't want to do that. That's just all that he felt that he had left to do. And he gets his revenge on the judge, and then Joanna reveals herself, and he tries to go after her too. And it's just so hard, like, about how everything he wanted to do to the judge, it was all because he wanted his family back. And for those few moments, he had them. He was just too far gone to realize it until it was too late. And then there were those intense moments, like after Joanna runs down the stairs and he goes after her, the way that the music and the spotlight hit him at the same time and the stairs turned away as Sweeney descended, like so intense. And those final scenes like that, they always hit harder the more times I saw the show over those 12 weeks and picked up more details of like, just it just built. There's so many layers to that show. And I was told that so many times leading up to this night, but it was really true. The more times you saw the show, there was always something new to gather and pick up. Okay, one last little moment to highlight. After realizing that he had unalived his wife, he also realized that Mrs. Lovett had lied to him, and she realizes in that moment that he's no longer on her side, and she tried to crawl away from him. And it made the moment so much more intense that he crawled after her to grab her and pull her up. Like, Aaron was so quick in how he moved about the stage to get to her and pull her close and, like, keep her for one more moment before pushing her in the oven. Like, seeing that crawl for the first time was incredible. Like, it's such a different choice than just getting up to, like, run after her. Instead, staying at her level and them standing together to help, in a way, lessen Mrs. Lovett's resistance at first, because she could think, like, maybe she still had him. When Aaron came out for his bows after the show, he just looked so relieved. It was such a different energy than the smiles and the dancing that we had always seen as Christian the composer. Like, he held tight to Sutton's hand, and they both looked at each other with such amazement as they took their bows. And at the end, like after the whole cast bows again and they acknowledged the orchestra, Sutton, she started jumping and clapping, and Aaron started dancing, and the cast joined in. Like, the whole Sweeney Todd company, they just always seemed to have such a profound level of support and respect for each other. And it was no different that night. Like, that they all shared in, like, the momentous moment that Aaron and Sutton had just experienced. It's wild that it's been a year since the Sweeney Tivate era first started. Like, those 12 weeks were nothing short of amazing. And Aaron continued to blow audiences away show after show, like, never missing one. He's insane. And it was just such an incredible experience to be at the L'Enfantine Theater for those 12 weeks. Thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. As always, for more Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently, and for now on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 114. I will love you until